Time for Reddit Put a Sock in It action. So you come on, you give us three facts about yourself. Two of them are true, and one of them is a dirty, great, whopping lie. And it's our job to work out which one is which. This morning, playing for some glory, is Johnny. Good morning, Johnny.
Morning.
Now, you're sat in Stevenage Station car park, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. They paved Paradise and put up swing gates.
All right, you're going to give us three facts about yourself. Let's start with fact one.
Fact one, I bought Rupert Grint's drum kit.
Nice.
Yeah. Fact two.
Fact number two is I spent the morning having Maria Sharapova hit tennis balls at me for target practice.
Who wouldn't?
Fact three.
Fact three, I fed some hyenas by hand in Ethiopia.
Random.
How did you end up buying Rupert Grint's drum kit?
My son Max's 11th birthday about 3 years ago, and I thought I'd get a second-hand one and get a bit more for your money, get an electronic kit. So I popped into the drum shop in Ware, and they said, we've got a guy bringing one in next week, so come back next week. So that day came, that Saturday, I popped in a bit early because it's a drum kit, not a pint of milk, very excited. And the guy dropping in the kit that he was selling was this ginger chap, and it was Rupert Grint.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
You actually bought it? Have you taken, like, samples of, you know, his DNA from it?
Why would he do that?
That's just weird, Jules.
You can sell that stuff.
What, in case you wanted to clone Rupert Grint in years to come?
Yeah.
Why would you?
Terrifying. Wow, that's so cool. You've got Rupert Grint's drum kit.
Yeah, there's nothing really to... I haven't got a sort of certificate of ownership or anything like that to prove it.
Oh, you didn't get him to sign it with some Tippex or something?
No, I was playing it a bit too cool.
Oh, yeah. You should have done. Right, fact two.
Fact number two, yes, I did. I spent a morning having Maria Sharapova use me for target practice.
Why?
I was working for Sony Ericsson at the time, and Maria Sharapova, one of their brand ambassadors, and the opportunity came up to get over to LA and shoot a viral with her. And the idea was she had to choose multiple choice answers to questions, and we were holding the A's and B's and C's ourselves, and she had to hit us to answer these questions.
Did she hit you?
Several times, yeah. I mean, in the finished film, you only see it the once, but, I mean, we had her for an hour and a half, so there was...
You had Maria Sharapova for an hour and a half?
Yes.
I believe...
That's very nice.
I've seen that video.
I'm sure I have as well.
Doesn't mean that he's in it.
No.
But I have seen that. That video definitely exists.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay.
Fact three, you fed an Ethiopian what?
Hyena. Yeah, there's sort of a pack of them that kind of descend onto the edge of this town, and it's a bit of a tourist thing. You go there in the evening, and they kind of know that people are going to be there, and this guy that owns the house sort of takes charge of it all, and you park up and leave your headlights on, and he's got a bucket of camel meat, and you sort of sit down, and he puts this sort of meat on the end of a short stick, and he'll hold it up so they have to chop on the hind legs, and then they say, you have a go.
This sounds like what's been going on up in the woods at Boulder.
Dangling meat out your car window with your headlights on. Okay, right.
Wow. Oh, man, I don't know. This is really tough.
I'm going to go for the hyena one. I think I just don't think hyenas would necessarily be a bit of a tourist draw.
Oh, no. Jules?
I don't know.
I'm going to go for Maria Sharapova.
There's
something about the way that
Maria
he was telling it. I know that it's a real thing, but it was something about the way that Johnny was telling it, which just sounded a bit rehearsed.
Okay. I don't believe Rupert Grint. I think Rupert Grint is, you know, everybody knows Rupert Grint does very normal things in Hertfordshire. So it rings true, but I don't know. Yeah, go on. I'm going for that one. So we're all going for a different one. Which one was the fib?
Which one is the lie?
The lie, the filthy, dirty lie, is Rupert Grint's drum kit.
Yes!
Steve-o, you got it!
It was so plausible. It was too plausible.
It was.
So the camel meat and the headlights was true. Wow.
Yeah.
Johnny, anyone you want to say hello to?
I would like to say hello to my wife, Jo, who I love very much, and she'll be listening at home with my daughter, Ella. Max will be at school, so he boarded last night, so he won't be hearing this, but hopefully he'll be recording it. He'll hear me say hi to.
Such a tragedy that you won't be cloning Rupert Grint. Anything else you want to say?
yeah, there is one thing. Jules, Chris and Steve, put a sock in it.